All right, it is time for a game of pop culture name that theme song. I had no idea, but some of you might know this as the theme to the late TV show Veronica Mars. Maybe you already have tickets for the Veronica Mars movie that's opening tonight. NPR's Netta Ulaby wondered how a low-rated CW show canceled 8 years ago managed to find new life.
When Rob Thomas created his show about a sharp-elbowed girl detective, he had an ulterior motive. He wanted to kill off the reigning queen of teenage sleuths who'd been around for 80 years.
Nancy Drew. Like, I feel like she had her run.
Veronica Mars is a very contemporary student at Neptune High School.
Did anybody complete the reading? Veronica. Veronica Mars.
Neptune's a beach town, half seedy, half swanky. It's a microcosm of a wider world with lots of haves and lots of have-nots. Veronica's dad is a private investigator barely holding it together. She helps him with cases, everything from multiple homicides to adultery. Meanwhile, on her own, Veronica solves crimes at her high school, crimes that would have given Nancy Drew the vapors.
A girl comes to Veronica and says, "My boyfriend took compromising pictures of me. Get them back."
I must have been wasted. I would never do something like that. It's totally disgusting.
You mean you two having sex?
Or, "I failed my school athletics drug test. Find out why."
The only way they could pull it off is if they bought off someone at the testing facility.
Fans loved Veronica Mars with an intensity that did not translate into high or even decent ratings. The show lasted only 3 seasons. Rob Thomas tends to make shows like that, shows some people glom onto and obsess about. That's also true of Thomas's show, Party Down. It aired for only 2 seasons on Starz. What he makes are, frankly, cult shows.
I would like to have at least one hit without that modifier.
His fans could care less about that modifier. Take Biz Urban. The 35-year-old freelance photographer is lounging with friends in a Santa Monica living room, rewatching Veronica Mars DVDs.
So why go into the darkened garage?
If you know this feeling. She's been roofied before.
This group's watching every single episode before they see the movie.
Tonight we actually are going to try and watch 5 in a row.
About a year ago, Urban gave $50 to a Kickstarter campaign to help get the movie made. Rob Thomas had asked fans to chip in $2 million. He got it in only 11 hours. He ended up raising $5.7 million. Urban's contribution earned her a T-shirt, a DVD, and a bunch of other stuff. But for her, just learning the movie would happen was thanks enough.
It was like my birthday and Christmas and Hanukkah and New Year's Eve all rolled into one.
The process was somewhat less celebratory for Veronica Mars creator, Rob Thomas.
It's like having 91,000 investors.
It sounds great to work outside the system, get a huge check from Kickstarter to make your movie, but Thomas doubts he'd ever do it again.
It's been the most work. I just finished signing 5,500 posters that are all going out to Kickstarter backers.
You don't have to do that when you get your money directly from the studio. Washington Post pop culture blogger Alyssa Rosenberg says that's one reason why this might not be such a great alternative.
It's a way of picking the lock on the Hollywood gate. But that doesn't mean that there aren't enormous advantages to working with a mainstream studio.
In the movie, Veronica Mars is not in high school anymore.
So, a year at Hearst College?
The character, still played by Kristen Bell, has just graduated from law school.
You're due to take the bar in 6 weeks.
But of course, an old voice from home tugs her back, just in time for her 10th high school reunion.
I need your help, Veronica.
I don't really do that anymore.
Whether or not Veronica Mars succeeds on the big screen is almost irrelevant. The movie's essentially paid for itself. What's perhaps more exciting at this point is the show's ongoing resurrection across multiple platforms. A Veronica Mars book series comes out this spring, starting when the movie ends. And there's a web-only spin-off in the works about a minor character. Alyssa Rosenberg says it's a smart strategy for Rob Thomas to hopscotch dexterously across platforms.
He's opening up the world. It'll get to continue in other media now.
That is, says Thomas, until some other future writer tries to kill off his creation the same way he tried with Nancy Drew.
Veronica Mars had her turn. What is she, 60 now?
Hopefully there'll be room for more than one girl detective in 2045. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.